As heaven and earth rejoice, let us pray for the needs of the church and all the world. We give you thanks for the body of Christ in every land. Your people stand for peace and joy, like sentinels on the mountain. We pray for continued wisdom to live your will. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give thanks for this beautiful world, for waterways, deserts, forests and prairies, for creatures large and small, for plants that feed and offer shelter. We pray for continued good care of our earth, our home. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give thanks for the many nations on earth, for people who teach us new ways to dance and sing, for languages that help us learn new names, for unfamiliar foods and spices. We pray for a sense of adventure. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give you thanks for those who see the struggles of neighbors and offer help. We pray for newborns and the aged, for those who are in mourning and those who fight depression, for refugees and homeless people, for those with no one to accompany them in their final days, and for those we name in our hearts or aloud. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We thank you for our sisters and brothers in faith, for all people of the book, for seekers and questioners, for skeptics and the resolute. We pray that your generous spirit will comfort and challenge us through the coming year. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. With thanksgiving, we remember those who have died. As you cradle your people in your merciful arms, bring us at last with all the saints into life eternal. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Holy God, creator of all and source of life, at the birth of time, your word brought light into the world. In the fullness of time, you sent your word, born of Mary, to shine in our darkness and to make us your daughters and sons. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his birth and life among us, his death and resurrection, we await his coming again, when all things will be restored in him. By your Spirit, bless us and this bread and cup, that, held and nourished by you, we may live as your children, shining with the light of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the table where Christ meets you. Eat, rejoice, and be glad. All are welcome. Please come. For those that haven't been here before, we will be communing today with intinction. You will receive the bread. And we will dip it. You can dip it in the wine. We also have gluten-free wafers if you need those.
Heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. an angel sing, haste, haste to bring him on the babe, the Son of Mary, on this
as you are able. Let us pray. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us now and forever. Amen. God, the Creator who delights in you, Jesus, the Savior who is born for you, and the life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen. And our closing hymn is hymn 289.
First verse again, a cappella. I think that'll be good. All right? Angels.